Good afternoon. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Nearly 1,500 people changed the gender marker to X on their Colorado ID cards last year. CPR's Elaine Tassi says that's up hundreds from the previous year.
Colorado began offering the gender marker X on driver's licenses and state IDs in 2018. In 2019, the first full year of the program, just over 200 people used it. Since then, about 4,000 people have signed up to use the X instead of male or female. Only a handful of states offer that, including California, Oregon, Minnesota, Maine, and D.C. Since 2022, people have had the option to select the gender marker X on their U.S. passport as well. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
School resource officers at Denver Public Schools are ticketing and arresting students less often compared to previous years. Chalkbeat reports that during the first semester of this school year, 5 students were arrested and 25 were given tickets. It's a stark difference from the 30 arrests and 160 tickets given during the 2019-2020 school year, the most recent year officers were at Denver schools. The data shows that black students are policed at higher rates compared to white students, even though DPS has fewer black students. A person who planned a mass shooting at several Colorado Springs schools was sentenced to 6 years in prison this week. Now 20 years old, Lily Whitworth was arrested last April after a relative reported concerning behavior to Elbert County authorities. Whitworth pleaded guilty in November to a felony assault charge. All other counts, including attempted first-degree murder, were dropped. Whitworth will also serve 3 years of mandatory parole. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Stay tuned for Fresh Air. That's coming up next, followed by Marketplace at 3 o'clock.